I feel like a day now. It's me, Alan Smith, but we publish sure is out today's paper on Friday, February 16th. So, front page of the Press and Journal today is Council unveils plan to slash its budget by £17 million. So, school crossing patrollers, free parking, and garden waste collections could be axed as Aberdeenshire Council looks to muck up a multi-million pound shortfall. The local authority is trying to fill in a £35.5 million black hole, and new budget papers show why it would save more than £17 million over the next year. Removing other areas' lollipop staff could save the council £436,000, a move neighbouring Moray Council made in 2019. Oh, merci. If I will pay that lollipop money and my fees, anyway. School kitchens that provide fewer than 35 meals a day could close, with food coming from other schools nearby. Officials are also considering introducing dynamic pricing for pupils' meals, with canteen staff no longer receiving free food. Oh, it's the nicking. They got that. But, I'd be right up my street now. They'd make up a great helica mention that, isn't it? And say, oh, well, the kids didn't need it, so I'll just take it home. Anyway, that's going to be happening in here. Meanwhile, seasonal garden waste collections will be reviewed, with residents instead encouraged to take their rubbish to their nearest household recycling centre, which could save £753,000. Jeepers creepers. One proposal for consideration will be getting rid of free car parking, which would impact Inverurie, Fraserburgh, Turriff and Banff, and increase in parking charges by up to 30%. God, sink that now. That is a big attraction to me, and will be free parking. Council leader Gillian Owen previously told the P&J that tough decisions needed to be made in order to fill the spending gap. Councillors will consider the proposals at a budget meeting next week. So, well, they do today, they'll be, tucking into plenty of tea and coffee and fine pieces as they're making out these decisions to cut the budget and the put up my parking in Brewery, he take my own garden waste in into the skip, and God almighty, it's just a doom and gloom. But anyway, that's a council to save money somewhere. Now here is artificial intelligence could tackle on staff work of inspecting roads. So artificial intelligence could be deployed to inspect roads across Aberdeenshire amid the council cutbacks. Papers going to four councillors detail a potential £17 million package of savings with various plans which could affect the road network. They also outline efforts to utilise modern technology to inspect crumbling carriageways in the coming years. It is suggested that maintenance could be trimmed down, with repairs only carried out at dangerous points. This would relate to reactive repairs such as potholes threatening the risk of accidents. A risk-based approach would be used to minimise impact. Well, but it's far some peer creator has driven out a great big pothole that has to report them. And then that's, hasn't it minimised the impact of them? Anyway, meanwhile, spending on the council's internal highways contractor could be reduced by £1 million, as less overall work is anticipated in year 24/25. Outer standby squads could be done away with to recoup £35,000. That's a nice earner now if you can get it. Out of hours for the council, and sit in your cabin, probably and play cards and hope that nobody phones you. The papers explain that technological experts could develop a system of video-based road inspection to save money in the future. This could be achieved by attaching cameras to council vehicles that traverse the country on a regular basis. Well, they'll be parked outside fish and chip shops and Copies and little Tesco's and Sainsbury's probably. This would slash the number of hours staff spend carrying out inspections. The footage would be scanned by artificial intelligence, which could pick up the defects. Although this is tipped to achieve a possible saving of £100,000, it wouldn't come into effect until the 26/27 financial year. So this artificial intelligence is going to be all my news, and hopefully it's but they better than the council's intelligence. We'll have to wait and see. Now, here is a gift card named UK's Best as it reaches £3 million milestone. So, Aberdeen Gift Card has been crowned the UK's most successful town and city gift card, with almost £600,000 in sales for 2023, creating a major boost for more than 300 shops, businesses and attractions in the Granite City. The gift card has now generated more than £3 million in sales since it was launched in Aberdeen, by Aberdeen Inspired in 2020, all gone back into local economy. With folks spending on average 65% more than the face value of their card, that spending figure in local businesses rises closer to £4 million. Myconics, which operates some 106 town and county gift card and Scotland Loves local gift card initiatives, said the Granite City ranked top in sales last year in the UK and Ireland at £590,000. And Aberdeen was an inspiration for local gift card programmes around the world. Adrian Watson, Chief Executive of Aberdeen Inspired, said he was delighted at the success of the card and the major boost it brings to bricks and mortar businesses in the Granite City. He said the card really is a perfect gift for those who receive it, gaining them access to 300 places to choose to spend, be it in shops, restaurants, salons, spas, or fantastic arts venues, and even at Pittodrie. Oh, well, that's quite a good thing to put Aberdeen tucking it. Because, like, I think I could manage without the salons, spas, and arts venues, to be honest with you. Anyway, but it is also a gift for all the businesses and traders who are signed up to the scheme. Excuse my dog deciding to play with his new toy just at this exact minute. Well, you know what? We introduced Aberdeen gift card to help people support local and to increase footfall in the city centre. These fantastic figures demonstrate that is exactly what has been achieved. So, well, just hats off to the folk at Rinna's thing doing them. You know, certainly a lot of folks seem to have got involved in to generate that kind of money. That's fantastic. And to be top in the country, that's just exactly what Aberdeen should be. Well done. Now here's a university. Marks a new year with events celebrating Chinese culture. So Aberdeen University's Confucius Institute will celebrate Lunar New Year this month with two events highlighting Chinese culture and traditions. That involves getting locked up if you don't agree with the government. Anyway, the festivities begin on Sunday with the Spring Festival Family Fun Day. Open to the public, attendees can engage in calligraphy sessions, create their own dragon masks or paper puppets, and participate in traditional games. The event will also feature the Noodle Shack Cafe, complemented by local storyteller Pauline Corner sharing captivating tales of dragons. A costume bunk and photo booth will add to the free event's fun-filled atmosphere at Elphinstone Hall from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. On February the 24th and 25th, the Spring Gala Show will grace the Tivoli Theatre, promising an enchanting celebration of Chinese culture. The audience will be treated to performances by Red Phoenix Dance, traditional music acts, and a showcase by Yi's Hung Ga Kung Fu. Watch yourself, you know. That reminds me of an old joke from the... well, never mind. Anyway, Professor Michelle McLeod, director of the Confucius Institute, expressed excitement about welcoming the local community to those events, emphasising the opportunity they present to learn about Chinese culture, language and traditions. Established in 2013, the Confucius Institute offers Chinese language teaching, culture classes and cultural events to the Northeast Scotland community. For further details, if this is your kind of thing now, about this year's events and the Confucius Institute, visit abdn.ac.uk/about /campus/Confucius. If you're not confused after that, you're a better man than me. So anyway, all things Chinese being celebrated at the university. Oh, but anyway, turns out my joke has been passed by the censors. Anyway, it was like a bar in the Tully Drone, which you'll ken was not the friendliest of places. It was a big rumpus got up, and this boy was in with his martial arts, and this laid about spark knocked him out. And The barman says, jeepers creepers, he says, is that Kung Fu? And his pal says, no, he's only had 2 pints. So there you go. Now here is words of wisdom from Lee, and this is international mountain biker Lee Craigie is to appear as a speaker at the barn in Bunkry on Saturday, March 9th. Lee is one of Scotland's great bike racers and has competed internationally in cross-country mountain biking at the World Championships and the Commonwealth Games. In 2016, she became the UK 24-hour MTB champion. She is also an author, outdoor therapist, award-winning filmmaker, campaigner for active travel, and champion for wifeys in the outdoors. And in fact, I write Clifford Clogs if ever I was in. Anyway, the event marked part of the Kendal Mountain Festival UK tour, also features award-winning adventure films for those creating waves in the worlds of cycling, skiing, mountaineering, and swimming. Visit the Kendal Mountain Events website for more information and tickets. So, well, if that's your cup of tea now and you're in the Bunkry area, you can hang up in this Swyfield gear, the ins and outs of that mountain biking. But, yeah, well, it looks a rare thing. She's obviously doing a lot in a short space of time, so crikey, world's a oyster, I would say. But, head to Bunkry now if you're a mountain biker. Then I'll just finish up with sport as normal. Back page of paper today is Dons linked with move for Hoylett. It says Aberdeen could make a move for Canada international junior Hoylett. The 33-year-old is a free agent after leaving Vancouver Whitecaps at the end of last year. Hoylett, who has scored 16 goals in 62 appearances for Canada, could be reunited with Aberdeen interim boss Neil Warnock at Pittodrie. He played under at Queen's Park Rangers in Cardiff City. According to a report in the Scottish Sun, the Dons are keen to land the winger. So, well, lads like that has had a good career in Dún Suith and abroad. When they can rank to Aberdeen, it certainly help him push up a league a bit. But we'll see if it happens. But anyway, come on, Aberdeen. No, that's me done for today. Now it's a wee puckly stories with today's Press and Journal on Friday, 16th of February, 2024. So, near too bad a day, and Aberdeen should a day, certainly dry anyway for most of the day, and overly cold, it's getting a bit cooler at the supper time now, but not too bad of a. So, and fingers crossed for a fine day in the morning, that's what I went in. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast now. If you enjoyed it, please make sure you tell a pal. If you didn't, just, try again. And you might come across an episode you think's not bad. And if you can tell folk to follow us on Spotify, that is the best way to never miss an episode, if you aren't that way inclined. It would be marvellous if you could do that now. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.